From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Speaking in Athens Wednesday, President Barack Obama emphasized the importance of the peaceful transition of power in the United States as he spoke to the people of Greece Wednesday about democracy. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Obama spoke of how democracy creates stronger, more peaceful societies and said the recent U.S. presidential election sets a good example of democracy in action.
The next American president and I could not be more different. We have very different points of view, but American democracy is bigger than any one person. And that's why we have a tradition of the outgoing president welcoming the new one in, as I did last week. And why in the coming weeks my administration will do everything we can to support the smoothest transition possible, because that's how democracy has to work.
Obama also reiterated U.S. support for Europe and its security in the face of concerns that a Donald Trump administration may usher in an era of isolationism in the United States. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
President Obama's speech in Washington comes as President-elect Donald Trump's denials Wednesday that his White House transition is in disarray amid reports of backstabbing purge of mainstream Republican aspirants as he puts together his new administration. In a burst of tweets, Trump also rejected a false New York Times report that foreign leaders were having trouble getting through to him. Russia dealt a blow to the International Criminal Court Wednesday. They said they will not remove their vote from the court. This is VOA News. A suicide bomber on foot struck a government vehicle in Kabul Wednesday, killing at least 6 people and wounding 10 others, according to officials. It's an attack claimed by the Islamic State group. Heavy fighting between government forces and rebels in north and west Yemen has left 51 people dead as new peace efforts appeared to stumble, according to military officials Wednesday. They said forces loyal to President Abd Rabbo Mansur Hadi have clashed since Tuesday with Shiite Houthi rebels. British voters want to maintain free trade with the European Union after Brexit, but also want to limit immigration from countries in the bloc, according to a survey Wednesday. The survey is based on research conducted by Independent Social Research Institute, NATCEN, during September and October. The European Commission said Wednesday that draft budgets from Italy and 7 other Eurozone countries risk breaking EU rules. It sets up a disagreement with Prime Minister Matteo Renzi ahead of a crucial referendum. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry highlighted the urgency of addressing climate change and the importance of continued ambitious climate action around the world at the COP22 in Marrakesh, Morocco.
The agreement calls on the parties to revisit their national pledges every 5 years in order to ensure that we keep pace with the technology and that we accelerate the global transition to a clean energy economy. This process, a cornerstone of our agreement, gives us a framework that is built to last and a degree of global accountability that has never before existed.
Mr. Kerry's speech comes after his office announced on Twitter that he had met with partners from the world's major economies to discuss their shared work for action and on implementing the historic Paris Agreement. For the first time since the election of Donald Trump, who has harshly criticized the Federal Reserve, Fed Chair Janet Yellen appears before Congress Thursday when she may signal a December rate hike. Yellen will testify before the Joint Economic Committee. Pakistan has ordered the deportation of 130 teachers affiliated with the alleged mastermind of an attempted coup in Turkey, according to officials Wednesday. It comes as Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was to arrive for a visit. The U.S. and South Korea are continuing to prioritize efforts to prosecute North Korea for alleged widespread human rights violations, despite shifting political landscapes in both countries that could minimize support for the issue. On Wednesday, the United Nations Special Representative for North Korea Human Rights met with South Korea's foreign minister in Seoul. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.